This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. And each week we sit down with our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. And we talk about what's happening at the LDL. And Chelsea, show your card, is back.
Show your library card. So September is library card sign-up month. And every year we collaborate with the Spring Lake District Library and a ton of local businesses in Grand Haven and Spring Lake to offer discounts and goodies just for showing your library card to promote people getting their library cards.
Yes. And again, a library card, you don't have to pay for a library card.
No.
What do you have to do to have a library card?
You have to have a valid form of...
Identification. Yes.
And a residence within our service area.
Okay.
And we can look that up and verify it on our end. And if you're not within our service area, there are a few libraries within West Michigan where we can actually give you cards for...
Yes, because libraries. I do not live in the immediate Tri-Cities, but when I went there to, because I had to re-up my library notifications because I had the old-fashioned library cards that were on the little key fob thing, and they very nicely said, oh, you live here, I'm going to give you this. So that's how I have my, as a matter of fact, I saw my library card this morning when I reorganized my wallet. I have it right here, a very valid form of, it's very important that we have, see right there, there you go, see there's my little library card.
Yes, from September 1st through 30th. And so, you know, along with the fun discounts and such, your library card also gives you access to the entire library catalog, online job and skill courses, mobile hotspots, streamable things. We have an entire, I think we've talked about it a little bit before, an entire app that kind of works like, you know, like a Netflix or Hulu, called Hoopla, that you can stream their shows and, movies and such. So yeah. Getting a card super easy. People can sign up online as well. Forgot to mention that. Or visit us in the library.
So now, in regards to this show your library card, you can show it at how many businesses?
We have 39 businesses in Grand Haven and Spring Lake participating this
year. That's a big old hunk of businesses.
It's a lot. It's a lot of downtown Grand Haven, some of kind of the downtownish area of Spring Lake, but they branch out too. We actually went and did some fun stuff yesterday trying to film some promotional things with Harbor Humane downheaded towards West Olive. That was really cute. I hope people will look forward to that. That'll come out sometime this week whenever this airs of on our social media and stuff where you did some little interviews with some of the adoptable animals at Harbor Humane. And so with the Show Your Library Card, people can bring their library card if, you know, someone's interested in adopting a dog or a cat or they had a bunny.
Yeah.
They can get 20% off of adoption fees just for showing their library card for the entire month.
Very cool. Very cool. So, indeed.
A lot of places offering stuff like that. It's really fun.
All right. Next is the walking tour.
Yeah. So we have our summer walking tour, Downtown Odds and Ends. That'll be when this airs today, September 2nd at 10 a.m. People can take a stroll down memory lane and explore Grand Haven through an odd and unusual lens. We'll have Ellen Pollen from the Tri-Cities Historical Museum as she leads everyone around downtown and shares the strange and quirky stories that make up part of Grand Haven's odd history. The tour is about 60 minutes of walking and standing and will depart from the Sundial area located at Washington and Harbor Streets. Registration on our calendar is required.
Okay. And then finally, there's a blood drive. Now, the LDL has had blood drives in the past, but this is a bit of a different blood drive because there's a theme to the blood drive, sort of.
Yes. Okay. So this is one of our, so the blood drive itself is normal. You can drop in at any time on Monday, September 15th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The specific thing about it is usually whenever we do these Red Cross blood drives, they have some kind of incentive. And to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Peanuts, everyone who donates will receive an exclusive Red Cross Peanuts collaboration shirt that has one of four special t-shirt designs.
Cool.
They are super cute. One of them is one that they had done 2 years ago that was really popular. That's like Snoopy in his Joe Cool outfit with his cool glasses. There's some more. There's one with Snoopy and Woodstock hugging. There's one that's a bunch of Woodstocks. It's kind of chaotic and fun. And then what they had said was a few people will get almost like a Willy Wonka golden ticket, and that will give you all four shirts that you can either keep or share with friends or whatever you want to do with them.
Very cool. Very cool.
It's indeed. Very Joe Cool.
Very Joe Cool. No pun intended. No pun intended, indeed. No pun intended. All right. And again, when is that blood drive going to be?
That's
going to
be September 15th. People can come in anytime from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in our downstairs area. And also, if you want, they can do registration online ahead of time to go ahead and get a time slot. That way, you know, if you don't have a lot of time in your day, you want to be in and out, you can take care of that.
And we're pretty sure you still get a cookie and juice.
Oh, yeah. You still definitely get cookies and juice.
Okay, there you go. This is our friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library, and this is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about the LDL and what's going on, where can they go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org or follow us at Loudoun District Library on social media.
She's Chelsea. I'm Jesse. We'll do it again next week right here on Grand Haven's favorite, 92.1 WGHN.